The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, welcome. It's nice to see everybody. It's such a great thing that this coming together. This, for most of us, it's the end of the day or towards the end of the day, except if you happen to be in Australia. It's not quite the end of the day, but so I was thinking, you know, it's almost the new year, just a few days. And even if it weren't the new year, right, there's this sense of with these short days and the longer nights, it does feel like a kind of like a transition that's where, you know, something's changing. And right, we have our humans created this calendar. So there was this transition from one year to the next, but this feeling of endings and beginnings, at least, you know, I kind of have this feeling. And I found this quote by Jack Kornfield in one of his books, A Path with Heart, about endings. And I think it, I wanted to share it with you, thinking that it's pointing to something that we maybe not have put together. Maybe I should say I hadn't quite thought about it as explicitly as Jack mentions it here. So here's a quote. In the end, we discover that to love and let go can be the same thing. Both ways do not seek to possess. Both allow us to touch each moment of this changing life and allow us to be there fully for whatever arises next. So this way of love and letting go and endings, like the way that they, these three things have this idea of not possessing, to maybe to touch each moment of our experience, to be present for our experience and to be there fully for whatever arises, because, well, it's an ending. There's a way at the end of our lives, or when we realize that, oh, this is the last time that whatever it's going to be, we tend to pay a little bit more attention. But also this idea of, you know, to love, we are present. Sometimes to be present is a way to express love, just to show up completely. And to let go is to like no longer allow things to get in the way of not being present, to let go of having things be the way that we want them to be precisely and only the way we want them to be, to kind of let go of our expectations or let go of our preoccupations with whatever it is we're preoccupied. So these three things coming together, I don't know, I feel kind of touched by this, especially at the end of the year when we're thinking about endings and to let go in whatever way makes sense for us, and to let go of maybe some ideas of how we thought 2022 should have been, or maybe to let go of how we think 2023 must be. But instead, is there a way that we can be present and love, whether it's 2022, 2023, or just this moment? And this idea of love and endings and letting go, are they all together, coming together? So of course, right, it's easy peasy for me to sit here and say this, and it's something altogether different to practice this, to love as best we can, to let go, to honor and respect endings, because let's be frank, some endings we're not so keen on, but you know, they're going to happen anyway. So this is a way in which I think a loving kindness practice can really be a support. The support of, okay, recognize what does it feel like to soften our hearts, to open our hearts in whatever way is available to us at that time. And it's a way, I think that probably all of you have this experience. There's a certain opening is also a certain letting go. There's a certain softening is also, we might say, certain letting go. So practicing with loving kindness is a way that helps us to let go, helps us to love, and helps us to be with endings, without sounding like it's a panacea for absolutely everything, but what if it were? What if it were a panacea? What if it were something, this loving kindness, this love were something that makes everything better? We could run the experiment. We could try. Is it better if I can open my heart, open my mind? Is it better if I love a little bit here? Just had a tickle in my throat. These days, I feel like I have to say every time I cough, I'm not sick, I don't have COVID. Just something that I had took a little bite of something before I sat down and it was not agreeing with me. Endings, love, and letting go. So let's do a little meditation practice. Taking a meditation posture. Being present for the bodily experience at this moment. Feeling into, tuning into, being sensitive to the experience in the body. What we're sitting on, feeling the pressure against the body. Feeling what the hands are touching. Maybe feeling the temperature. It's a little chilly where I am, and it's interesting to note how that feels against the skin. Tuning into the sensations of breathing, how the body moves as it breathes in this rhythmic fashion. Becoming sensitive to the sensations associated with exhaling. And inhaling, how does that feel? And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bringing to mind a lovable being, a being with whom you have an uncomplicated, straightforward, beautiful relationship. Beautiful in the sense that it's simple. Not to say that other relationships aren't beautiful also, but for this purpose right now, a relationship that's maybe with an imaginary lovable being, kittens, puppies, babies. Maybe it's with a pet. Maybe it's with a family member. Maybe it's with somebody who has really supported you in your life, has made a difference. Somebody was telling me about a Girl Scout leader that they had, you know, decades earlier. What an impact that had on her as a young person. Whomever it might be, bring into mind this lovable being and connecting. And to support this connection, we can repeat these phrases while having in mind the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It can be helpful to check in with the body and see if there is any sense of openness or softness or warmth. Maybe it's located in the chest, near the heart, maybe in the belly. Perfectly fine if it's not there, but if it is there, you can allow this sensation, this experience to be a support for the cultivation of loving kindness. Maybe the loving kindness grows out of this. Or maybe the loving kindness grows the sensation. So just a larger and larger area of softness, warmth, openness. Whatever way makes sense for you. And then to expand the loving kindness to include ourselves. In the same way that our heart has this softness and this openness, can we have that toward ourselves? Sometimes it's easy, maybe sometimes it's not so easy. So having a visual image of yourself, or maybe tuning into the felt sense of this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness even more to include people we don't know. Maybe we've seen them in the neighborhood, or regularly they're at the grocery store the same time we are, or something like this. It's helpful if it can be a particular individual, not just a generic people we don't know. To extend some warm-heartedness, some goodwill towards them, or this person, this unknown person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Might take a little bit more effort to stay connected to the neutral person, the person we don't know. But this is such a powerful place to practice. That warmth towards strangers. There are a lot of people that we don't know, of course. So what if we extend our loving kindness to all the beings, not just humans, but all the beings in our block where we live? Just this little area. In all directions, ahead of us, behind us, to the left, to the right. May all beings on this block be safe. May all beings on this block be happy. May all beings on this block be healthy. May all beings on this block live with ease. And then to extend it even further, may all beings within a 10-mile radius of where we are be safe. May all beings within a 10-mile radius be happy. May all beings in a 10-mile radius be healthy. May all beings in a 10-mile radius live with ease. Beings that swim, beings that fly, beings that slither, beings that walk, And we radiate loving kindness in a 10-mile radius as best we can. Expand even further all beings on this continent. May all beings be on this continent be safe. May all beings on this continent be happy. Healthy. Live with ease. May all beings everywhere be safe. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live with ease. So at the beginning of this session, I talked about how this idea of endings and love and letting go, how they all have in common this idea of not wanting to possess or not seeking to own, hold, cling, and instead to be there fully present. Sometimes with endings, when we know something's going to end, we are a little bit more present for it. Sometimes we're not, but sometimes we are. So as we kind of come to this transition between 1 year and the next year, where the ending of this, we had the solstice just a few days ago, and going into the next season, or with days getting longer. How do you think about this relationship between letting go, love, and endings? Often we don't put those three things together, but what kind of ideas, or if you were to consider how they're related or how they support one another, or how maybe in some places you might even consider them as synonyms. What would it be like to consider that? So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where I'll have an opportunity to explore and talk about this idea of these three things being related. And it's helpful to do these with spiral method or the soup making method. That is, you just say one point, allow it to go to the next person. They say one point, allow it to go to the next person. They say one point, and then it comes back around to the first person. And now they have heard what a few people have said. And maybe they say something that they wouldn't have said earlier. Like they've already have this, like they might have had this idea, okay, I have these 3 points I want to make, but after hearing something else, they might like, oh, actually, now I have a new idea. And that's part of what some of the beauty is of this getting together, is maybe like discovering something new that you wouldn't have thought of earlier. So I'm going to put you into breakout rooms. You'll be in there for about 12 minutes or 13 minutes or so. People are jumping off and I'm quickly trying to balance their rooms again. I know it's kind of awkward if you're in a room and nobody else is there with you. So here I am trying to get this all settled, but I see that there's still people leaving. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to quickly take care of this. Really? Sorry, we'll just watch Diana do this for the next 15 minutes instead of Okay, here we go. There's no longer that singletons. Okay. If it's helpful, you can go in reverse alphabetical order if you feel like you need to figure out who's going to go first and second. Here we go. Okay, so welcome back. Does anybody have a comment or a question or something they'd like to share about this endings, letting go, and love? These three ideas, they're related, or maybe your experience with them?
Yeah, this is Susan. I think it's a really good topic, especially for this time of the year, because endings make us, well, this time of the year, I think of people who've in my family have passed on. So this is a good topic, I think, for now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Susan. Yeah, right. In some ways, we could say it's always a good topic, but I think like this, you know, this time of year is especially mm-hmm. transition.
Yeah. You know, I shared about grief and, I didn't say this to my group, but it's a quote that really helped me last year. There was a lot of grief. It was part of my saying goodbye and with love. But Queen Elizabeth said, grief is the price you pay for love, mm-hmm. for someone. And yeah, it just seems to fit this topic.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Thank you, Rain. Thank you. Kathleen?
I'm not connected. Can you hear me? No.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. What I grew for me out of this is that letting go is a much more expansive happening than just my little personal, you know, neuroses, you know, it was very, you know, self-centered preoccupation kind of stuff, that it's much faster than that. and it becomes huge.
Nice. Vast, huge. Yep. Thank you, Kathleen. Trudy, I see that you unmuted yourself. Would you like to say something, Trudy?
I tried to unmute myself in the group and it never did work. But I want to thank the group. They were wonderful, and I was able to participate even though I didn't unmute myself. And there seemed to be a mention of this year being in some ways difficult. And it was very challenging in my life. So I'm glad for this year and all that I learned, but I'm glad to pass it on.
Thank you. Thank you, Trudy. Okay. So wishing you all a nice, pleasant, just, I don't know, wonderful, good rest of the evening. Or if you are in Australia, maybe the rest of the day. And if you like, we can unmute and all say goodbye together.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Good to talk to everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Diana. Bye, Rain.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye, Trudy. Bye.